Well, the inversion season along the Wasatch Front typically runs from Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, and a couple of factors kind of play into why that is the inversion season. Typically, it's when we experience some of our coldest temperatures, as well as snow on the ground and a very low sun angle. So we're prone to get these cold pools of air that come into the valley and then get trapped as an area of high pressure moves in above that. Now, as we get through the middle of February, the sun angle is higher, our days are a little longer, and we start to kind of curve out of the coldest time of the year, and we start to get a little bit of warmer temperatures. So those factors contribute to the ending or winding down of the inversion season. Now, this year, we've had less than normal amount of red or unhealthy air quality days along the Wasatch Front. So we had a spell of a week or two of some nasty air. But compared to the past, we've actually come out of the 2014-15 inversion season significantly lower than normal, at least for our bad air quality days. Now, the question is, are we going to see any more inversion spells? And the chance is that, yes, we could get another spell with inversions, but it won't be as prolonged, it won't be as bad, and usually with the angle of the sun getting higher, we burn off those inversions a little bit easier, so they don't tend to be as nasty in the sense of what we would get in the middle of the winter during the months of December and January.